We're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Please come out and see me on tour, all right? If I'm in your town when you're around, all tickets are available at RyanSickler.com. We're out there doing it on the Live and Alive tour. Very excited to have my guest back here in the Way Back with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Reynolds, welcome
yes.
to the Way Back, my friend.
Thank you, Ryan. It's good to be here.
It's great
your
to
other
have
podcast.
You here. My other podcast. Yeah.
Shorter.
It's built. You,
less.
You're going to sit here and shit on me, but let me tell you something. And let me tell you something.
Well,
the people in the comment section
the
agree
alone.
With Gary right here.
Gareth.
This is a very tailored podcast.
I like
the 80s.
Yeah.
It dips into the 70s a little bit because I was born in 73, but I grew up in an 80s baby.
I'm 79.
Are you really?
Years old.
So there you go. The wagon facing out.
Yeah.
Wood panel. Yeah. Old radio.
Wood panel is so familiar.
If you look at the video, you'll see the nice touches of rounded corners. Okay.
What
we were
going to
post a 4x3. Just like, it was easy.
It was.
Wallpaper was a pain in the ass. All you had to do a wood panel was just ta 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 ta.
It really,
done,
it was bad.
Done.
Bad.
But we got rounded corners, everything back in the 80s. The sitcom was 30 minutes, like 22 and a half
yep.
with commercials.
Yep.
These shows are tailored for that reason. That's why. And Kirsten does a great job. Martine. Sam Vollen is really bringing, he's the guy behind the scenes that really brings the life to the
he's
show.
He's the guy I saw in the bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom. Where
he lives there?
He lives there and
works.
Well, that's a live-work situation.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
All right.
And he's the one bringing the photos and more of the life into the show for sure. So that's who everybody is. And you're Gareth Reynolds.
Yeah.
What would you like to promote, Gareth Reynolds?
Well, you can listen to my new podcast, We're Here to Help, with Jake Johnson. You can listen to my old podcast, The Dollop, or The Pastimes, which Ryan was on, even though he says we duped him. I'm on the road, about to start the Gareth Reynolds World Tour, only in America. And you can go to GarethReynolds.com for those, and at Reynolds Gareth on all social media.
All right.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm at 82,000. I just want to get to 100. Do you feel relief when you get to 100?
No.
Remember when we didn't have social media?
I remember this. We're not going to talk about this shit, but I do remember a club manager one time coming to me and going, hit me up when you have 10,000 followers on Facebook. And I was like, now somebody's like, yeah. 10,000, that's all you got? You know what I mean? But let's go back to the beginning here. You're born in 79. Were you born in England?
No, born in Wisconsin to English parents.
And then did you go over to England for a little while?
Yeah, I mean,
you did,
visited.
Right?
Yeah,
you never
everyone,
went to school or anything
no,
over there? Okay,
no.
So, all right.
Soccer camp.
You did?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, they're far better. Like, their worst kid was like, man, yo, shit. I was like, that's cool.
They're so good.
So dude. Good. But football, so I'd be throwing good. A football, and they'd be like, you could throw it so far. I'd be like, it's just a dart, dude. Draw it up in the psych. I was like, taking advantage of that.
Back there in the dirt.
Yeah, I was. I was like, yeah, it's called a slant, dumbass. He was like, a slant? Oh, gosh, I'm overwhelmed.
So we were talking before, and you said you always knew, look, at Princess loves you. You wanted to perform.
Yeah.
You were always into it.
Super early.
And so did you do class plays and stuff?
Yeah, I remember very vividly the first play I did was like Goldilocks and the Three Bears when I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Is this young Gareth Reynolds
that
right
was
here?
Me. That was me in Charlotte's Web.
Is that what that is there?
Yeah,
really?
So I also.
How old
like,
are you here?
I think I was probably 40. I'd just been fired. I was down at the plant and they just laid me off.
You do look like he just laid
me off. I was just like, man, I
tell
like, you.
Like, this
what.
Is some bullshit.
Well, they broke the strike, Marge.
What are you, about 10 here?
Yeah,
elementary
probably,
school
probably
play?
11 or so. I really wanted to be the pig in Charlotte's Web. If looking at me, I don't know how they cast someone else because I do look like a boy pig. But I the good part always eluded me until I got to high school. But that was Charlotte's Web, and I remember so early being like into performing, into reactions from an audience right away. I remember the first laugh I got in front of an audience, and I was like, "Holy shit!" And I don't have a lot of memories from that era, but I remember so clearly being like, holy fuck, that was the best.
I have to say, I think the moment that it hit me in the main line was I was in first grade and we were doing this. I want to say, this is the way I remember it. It was like Christmas. It was a Christmas play.
Sure.
Somehow mixed with Star Wars.
Sure, of course.
This is
absolutely
in the '70s.
Yep.
And Star Wars had just dropped, and
Christmas Two just started. Like, then I believe, if memory serves. Yeah, they both just come out that summer.
Darth Vader. I remember Darth Vader being in this play for some
Good
damn
Lord.
Reason. I
yeah.
can't tell you why. I might be mixing two things.
That's when the theater teacher had to homegrow.
He's like, dude, like, I bet you they'd let me do the Darth Vader in the fucking Christmas play, dude. I'm for real. Oh, there's a lot of seeds in this.
Seeds are popping in the joint.
So first grade, I'm playing Santa. I've got the lead in this play.
Normally a great role, but then they put in Star Wars.
I don't
Chewbacca.
Know what happened there, but I'm playing Santa, and both of my grandmothers are coming to this play.
Wow.
They're like, listen, we're going to be super emotional when we see you. You know, we'll try to sit in the back. Don't worry. Don't look at us or anything. We're going to be crying. We don't want to distract you. And I was like, okay. They're like,
this is quite a
so proud.
Never, I never got anything like that from anyone who saw me
saying.
Forever.
They're like, oh my God, we're probably going to bust out in tears. And I remember the play. I don't come in for a few minutes because I'm Santa.
Yeah,
I got to make an
up.
Entrance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You don't come out the top. Darth
Talk
Vader comes out, Chewbacca,
man.
You know?
Oh, wow, they're out early. The openers. All right, well, that's my time.
Hit them quick.
You're going to love your headliner.
Here's the thing. I don't
care. You know
care
for Christmas.
Who you... I don't care who you were. Even if Darth Vader was the greatest thing when it first came out, it doesn't beat Santa.
No.
It just doesn't beat Santa.
No.
So I can come out whenever the fuck I want to come out.
Yeah. Wow, Jesus. You had that diva attitude early.
And I come
Santa,
out...
Santa, it's time. It's time when I say it's time.
I come out in a Santa suit with a pillow and everything. I got the beard. And my two grandmothers are right here in the front row, and they start pissing themselves, just howling, laughing, like, you got to be fucking kidding. They're not sentimental at all.
Yeah.
They are rolling, and I fucking loved it. They were falling on each other like, oh, yeah. And I fucking...
What are you saying? What you're doing?
Nothing.
Are
I just walked out at first.
Oh, you just walked out?
I just walked out. I got a big smile under that beard. And I was like, I remember that feeling so good.
Yeah.
That, like, wow.
The rush.
They are done. And then afterwards, that's when they were like, we thought we were going to cry. That shit was so funny. And we do the whole play. And then at the end, I'm in the sleigh. So they just had a red wagon with like eight kids pulling the wagon.
Yeah.
And they're going so fast. We go around the back, and I'll never forget the wagon tipped by the ice cream freezer.
Uh-huh.
Hall crashed. They are pissing themselves. And I got to say, I guess that's where I got bit by the bug.
Oh, yeah. I think I just will never forget that feeling. I was like a ham. Like, I remember when I was like five, someone saying, you're such a character. And me not knowing what it meant, because to me, a character was like a cartoon character. But I just remember like... I just continued to do everything I could to perform. This is when I used to beat up guys who owed me Vicks.
Look at you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Biting the lip, so serious.
Look, mate, we're not angry at you. We're angry at the situation. We're just here on behalf of, look, Clarence isn't angry, but we're going to take your thumbs, mate. We're going to take your thumbs real soon.
Look at this.
Yeah, a little bruiser. Speaking of Luke Skywalker. But yeah, and then I just continued to like do everything I could to get into like theater. That was all I knew.
So what was your first play in like elementary school or whatever?
It wasn't until like middle school that you could really go out for plays. And I'd go out for all the plays and I wouldn't get cast in the plays a lot. And I remember being so upset, like the drama teacher wouldn't cast me. Even when I was like in French class, like I was thinking about this the other day, like, so this memory truly just popped in my head. I was like, this is insane. I was in French class, and they held auditions to be the Big Bad Wolf. We were doing Little Red Riding Hood, all in French. And they held auditions, and, you know, whatever, I wanted to be the Big Bad Wolf. That's the main part. I don't know if I got cast as anything, but I didn't get the Big Bad Wolf. They gave it to this guy, Ron Taylor. So Ron Taylor was... rehearsing. We were like, I think in class rehearsing, which is a great class.
Now, are you being his understudy or anything like
nothing.
That? Nothing.
Just like fucking.
Just like fuck
yeah,
you,
just
Ron.
Sitting there
Taylor.
Like, wow, Ron, you nailed it. I thought you were gonna eat her. And then the day before or the day of, I think the day of, Ron, and we were gonna perform it in front of the high school. So I was in fifth grade.
Okay, so, you're doing it at the high school?
At the high school.
In their auditorium?
Yes.
For the high school kids, or is this anyone could come?
For the high school kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're forced to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if they weren't forced to go, I don't know how many would have showed up.
Yeah.
And if they did show up, I think it's a trap.
They're definitely
just like,
going.
He likes
they're
kids.
They're forced to go, yeah. For sure.
So,
you're all going to be there, or you're getting an F in class.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Yeah, yeah, watch right, exactly. Yeah. So the day of, I mean, it's a daunting thing. So, the day of, Ron Taylor's like, I don't want to do it. And so the French teacher's like, will anyone be the big bad wolf?
Keep hold up. Ron Taylor just bails day of?
Yeah, he's like, can't do it.
Princess doesn't even like it. That's right. Fuck sure Ron Taylor.
So he bails, and she's like, will anyone do it? And I was just like, I'll do it.
You just raise your hand.
Yeah, like, I'll try. I wasn't like fluent in French. So she was like, if you don't know a line, I'll just feed it to you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I went in front of the high school, and I, you know, was able to memorize some of it. And then when I couldn't, I'd just be like, line. And she'd be like, j'étudie la vie. And I'd be like, j'étudie, blah. But it was like so, and she even said before she went up, she's like, this is crazy, but one of the kids can't perform, so Gareth's going to do it. And I just went up there. And
wait,
it was,
she announced that to the whole auditorium?
Well, because otherwise they're going to be like, man, this guy really slacked off. Just be like, the big bad wolf is really, he was
also,
really distracted.
The majority of those kids probably don't speak French at all. Don't know what the
great
fuck
point. Great point. I could have just.
You could have been like, Je te laisse aller la
poule. Lac de Triomphe, Notre Dame.
You could have done that the whole time.
Man, he's pretty fucking good. I think he is going to eat.
Rolling those arms.
Yeah, yeah. But she, like, she was like, after, she's like, you're so brave. And I was just kind of like, well, this lady's really overdoing it. Because I was just like, I just wanted to get in front of a crowd, even, and I was bombing for sure, but I just enjoyed the.
Were they laughing though, or
I don't remember.
No,
I would imagine not. Maybe a little bit, but I think they were probably all.
What's Ron Taylor doing while you're stepping up to the plate?
He's on Broadway. No, I don't know. We lost touch. I have no idea, but
we lost touch. He said fifth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was just sitting there. He was just like, man. Yeah, he was just sitting there. Like, it's brutal.
Smoking with his beret on.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's really going through it up there. This sucks.
Yeah, it's a big part. And are you dressed in a costume too?
I don't even think so.
No.
I think it was
are you in the bed the whole time with the big eyes and playing
I
granny?
Think
or are
it
you
was,
running around?
No, because I think it was French class. It wasn't like a French production. It was just like, so I think I was just standing there like myself, just like.
Reading Big Bad Wolf lines?
Just like, yeah, standing there trying to be an imposing figure. The more we dig into it, the more I'm like, this must have been horrible.
I mean,
for anyone to watch.
I'm just trying to think of the senior sitting
yeah,
and
that's
watching
what I'm thinking
this
of. And they're just like, this is
like,
horrible.
Which one's the wolf?
Yeah.
You don't know seriously. Who's saying what. Yeah.
But I was a sucker for that punishment. And I would get so. It wasn't until high school where I actually started to get parts in things. And then I would murder him. But I always took it so hard. I like wanted, it's all I wanted to do was perform.
Did you ever get cut?
Remember, not really.
It was ice cold back then. I was, knock on wood. I don't need to knock on wood anymore. I was good.
You can knock
sports
on the
or anything.
Yeah. I could get that panel.
Sports or anything. The way you got cut was you'd all go do your tryouts.
Yeah.
And then we'd all walk up in a list.
That's how they did the plays.
yeah. Of people who made it were on there.
Yes.
And you very quickly knew who wasn't on there. And you would see them slink off into the back and stuff.
I remember,
what a way.
I remember checking that list for roles and plays so vividly.
We used to, also, the coach would do an announcement sometime. All right, here are the guys who are making it.
Yeah.
And then go through huge. Like, Jesus Christ, he's not even doing it alphabetical. Oh, my God.
You know was a psychopath. You're killing some of us. Yeah.
I want to talk about something that's interesting to me. We were talking before the show, and you said that your father growing up was anti-TV and anti-sugar.
Yeah.
The days are warmer, the walks are longer, and one easy way to help your dog shine this season is with fresh, healthy food from The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes real, fresh dog food and delivers it right to your door. Recipes are developed by vet nutritionists. They're made from real meat and veggies, and they even go a step further and send all the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique needs. This makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, one of the biggest predictors of a full, healthy life. Look, little Princess Lily Rose here loves the farmer's dog. Chicken and turkey are her favorite, but we also have the beef. Comes pre-portioned, like I said. Her name is on it, and boom, it's all right there for her. She loves it. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health. That means more happy, healthy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/wayback. Plus, get free shipping. Princess will tell you. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/wayback to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/wayback. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, something like, I think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. One of the cool things about Pick 6 is that you don't have to know a thing about basketball. You can still play and have fun. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. You pick between 2 and 6 players, and you'll choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. You track your picks and you play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code SICKLER for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code SICKLER only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
And you have one brother? Is there two of you total?
Well, growing up, I had one brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what?
And he was 12 years older. And my dad was... Yeah, my dad was like super... Yeah, there we are. Yeah, you can tell there's a bit of a height difference.
Man, this is exactly like my daughter and her brother. 12-year difference.
You can see the basketball hoop in the previous picture, how it was a very frustrating experience because there was no... First of all, that backboard started falling off real quick. But then we would put the little ladder there
for dunks.
My brother would go up there and be like,
that's what I'm looking at thinking, yeah. I'm dunking on
and I'm on my by the way, that is not illegal. You cannot actually have a little motorbike during an NBA game,
bro. The bowl cut on you there is
not good.
Phenomenal. It's great.
Don't you realize how old
I'm not saying it's a good hairstyle. I'm just saying
I don't need that
is a well done hair, horrible
well,
haircut.
Listen, when you go to Valiant's, where I went to Valiant Cuts.
Is that what it was called?
And my brothers were in
Hold
legal.
On, is that what it was called?
No. Oh. I just look like Prince Valiant there. It's like not good.
Go back there for a second. Look at your brother in the dock size.
I was just going to say.
With white socks.
Playing
such the look.
Playing basketball with Doc Siders. Yeah.
Is it Doc Siders?
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Shoes. This is back when I was in the forest, by the way. But yeah, so my dad was very like, he was super health conscious. And I mean, he made like right decisions for an adult. You know, he's like, you don't want to like sit there and like watch TV all night. And he didn't want me eating sugar. And so it was definitely a problem between my parents. Like they would fight over it. But my brother, first of all, when Pee-wee's Playhouse came out, my brother loved it. And so did I. And so my brother would get like Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops and he would put them under his bed. And then we would get up early Saturday to watch Pee-wee's Playhouse, and he would pour us bowl after bowl of sugared cereal without my dad knowing.
In your bedroom?
No, like in the living room, dad would still be passed out.
Got it.
And then the other thing was my dad one time...
How do you hide that, though? The bowls
I mean, it was ambitious. My brother would, like, cover our tracks.
He's pretty much, what, 14?
Yeah, he's like an adult, so he would be like, dude, just hurry up, you know? I'd be like, shit! You know, yeah. I mean,
fuck,
you can't hide that Cap'n Crunch roux for the mouth either. He'd be like, "You're really not rolling your R's like you did in the French play." I'd be like, "Oh, it burns." And then my dad one time banned TV. He was like, "You cannot watch TV."
Is this for him too?
No,
or is
me.
It just you guys.
Me.
Oh, you
my dad
only.
Would put me on like a 1-hour pitch count of TV, and I would literally watch 2 episodes of The Monkees. Mm-hmm. Like, and he'd be like, "You've seen these." Like, he couldn't fathom it, but eventually he was like, no more TV. I think I was being punished. He goes, you cannot watch TV anymore. And my brother came home from, like, his job or school or whatever, and he was like, what he said, you can't watch TV? I was like, yeah. So my brother, you remember you used to have those cardboard bricks? Do you remember you used to build with like cardboard bricks? You have any idea what I'm talking about? Yeah, you remember what I'm talking. Yeah, it was just like these.
Yeah,
you
we
just
didn't
build
have
those. With these. You just be like,
we
yeah.
Had, we had Legos.
Yeah, oh, ooh la la.
Yeah.
But so my brother, I had a bunch of those cardboard bricks. So my brother stacked the cardboard bricks over the TV and then turned the TV on and so he could listen to the TV.
Your brother's a G, man.
And so my dad came home and he was fucking furious. Because my brother wasn't in the room
so
when
you
he
could
like
hear it.
Yeah,
because
he was like, "I said no TV," and my brother goes, "You said no watching TV." And he was like, "Yeah," he like lost his mind, you know. But so my brother would always like help me with shit like that, and it was a constant battle with my father trying to like, you know, just kind of like put me on like a whole grain diet when I was like, I'm 8.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
What are you talking? You know, he'd be like,
you
a carrot is just as satisfying as a Twix.
That's
and I was
what
like,
happened
legally.
To Tom Marinovich. Do you remember Tom
yeah,
Marinovich?
Yeah, yeah.
Quarterback.
By the way, you saw me.
Look at you, redhead. Just you were on your path.
I
you were on the Tom Marinovich path.
I was not a great
I'll tell
one.
You, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I would have done heroin.
Was he strict in the sense that you couldn't like have sleepovers? Did you guys have sleepovers at your house or did you go to them? Or
yeah, what? Both. Both. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
What's it like? This is when I discovered things too. Like that's when you start seeing, I say it all the time, like you go to someone else's house and you see the way they live and I'm like, man, you guys get hugs?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit like that. You're like, oh,
you know
your
what
mom's
I know?
Not yelling
I was like,
at you? Your mom's
I was like,
laughing
your parents
with
you don't
right
argue?
Now?
I was yeah. like, oh, your parents seem to right. love each other.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What's weird. That like?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also remember the sugar cereals. Because it was like, you could have, like, I would be over there and I'd be like, we should probably do a little more Cookie Crisp for dinner, right? And people would be like, what? I'd be like, well, I'm fucking, let's take advantage of it while we're here.
Y'all got honeycomb?
Yeah. Just, yeah, exactly. They'd be like, where's the Cookie Crisp? I'd be like, I don't know. So I got a big boxy torso, but that is unrelated. I gotta go.
Stealing people's yeah, fucking cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
As a kid, yeah. Like, we don't get this at
home. Cereal theft. But also, I remember like the pizza, the next day donuts. Like truly, when my parents like split, it was like from it was very difficult. But I was also like, man, we can finally like Saddam Hussein is dead. I was like, we can fucking talk out loud about our feelings. I'd be like, we need to get more Pizza Hut up in this motherfucker. Like my mother's like, do whatever. And it was crazy. But yeah, I remember the sugared cereals. And I went to school with like rich kids, so I would just be like, holy shit. Like I remember the first time I saw the Nintendo glove.
Oh,
and
man.
And remember the
bring
like,
that. I forgot
remember
about
the Nintendo
glove.
Like you, the little like pad you could run on.
Yeah, I do remember the
like,
run
I remember seeing extensions into the Nintendo world that I was like, what the
oh,
fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the power yeah. glove. I don't even remember how the fuck that thing worked, but I just remember like, you know, they had more shit and it was just the donuts the next morning. I always remember donuts the next morning. It was the sugar. It was the level of snacks were off the charts. Whereas my house, like people come over and I'd be like, do you want some peas? And people be like, what? I'd be like, you're going to go to hell for the next 12 hours, my friend.
They're yeah. going back
and my dad's in town. If my dad was gone, my mother would be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we were only allowed to listen to the TV at Gareth's house.
Yeah. Right. Don't move that brick. Legally, we're clear. Do not move any of those. How many times do I have to tell you? Do you also remember when you'd have a sleepover? Like, you'd have the anxiety of hosting, and you'd maybe be a little more like, I feel like I'd be a little more agitated. Like, I'd be like, dude, don't touch that.
I've got my mom watches this, and my mom was not a good person when she was, we were growing up.
Really?
Okay? She yeah. knows it. And we weren't, people didn't want to spend the night at our house because they were fucking scared of my mom. My mom's
really?
6 foot tall.
Oh, shit.
She's bigger than me. And my friend Matt Schilling, he came over one time. And it was one of these where his dad drops him off in the blue Ford F-150.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up at my door with a sleeping bag.
It's
and
like
then
Fight
I,
Club.
But then I see his dad driving away. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, can I spend the night? I'm like, I got to go ask my mom. Like terrified.
Wow.
Mom, what? Can Matt spend the night? No. His dad already left. God damn it. Like, and but here's the thing. You hear that. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's
oh, yeah.
not quiet. You're yeah. hearing that. The kid who has to spend the night is that's the welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God damn it.
I do remember. I remember many times feeling like quite an imposition.
Of these now. That's good.
I remember feeling like an imposition all the time.
Like it's a problem.
Yeah, really. Just being like.
You didn't ask your parents first?
Like, yeah, or parents, or just hearing like a dad be like, Gareth, god damn it.
And like, it's always like,
hello.
Gareth wants to know if he can spend a night. Like you've been pressing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Like
yeah,
you're
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah, dude, he'd like to negotiate.
The next morning, this is Eric Snyder, who's been mentioned a ton on this, and he's a big football dude too. Like these are not little tiny, even back then, boys. And he was allowed to spend the night before. And then we get up in the morning and we're having breakfast. My mom's like, do you want some more eggs, Eric? And he goes, yeah, I'll have some more eggs. She goes, Jesus Christ.
Maybe not. I don't know. Phil trying to read the room a little.
He looked at me Christ. Like this. I'm laughing because I'm like, this is the abuse I'm used to. You know what I mean? I'm glad somebody else is getting the dish of it.
You were probably like, what the fuck is he doing?
Jesus
more.
Christ. I couldn't believe he said more.
He looks
more.
Like and Oliver, dude.
Said,
what are you doing?
Jesus Christ out loud. He brings it up to me still to this day, man. He's like, hey, he'll text me. Hey, Eric, you want some eggs?
So then when you would go to other people's place, would you just be like,
here's the thing. My friends would go back to their parents and tell them what was going on. Right. So when I came over there, I was a fucking, I mean, they rolled out the red carpet. Oh my God.
I would get
that
too.
Do you want some of this?
Yeah.
Do you want a hug? Yeah. How are you doing? How are
more
things?
More eggs. Eggs for your drive home.
Here's another great one. This is one of my favorites too. It's Matt Schilling again. And he still brings this one up to me. We're like seventh grade. I've already had dinner. One of our staples was pizza English muffins. Did you ever make pizza English muffins?
No, but I can tell you. It's basically French bread pizza, but on muffins. Yeah.
Bingo. Little English muffin, little Don Pepino, pizza sauce, some fresh mozzarella on top. That's it. Anybody can make that.
Sure.
So I've eaten that already. And now my friend Matt has come over, and it's maybe it's 8:30.
This is hilarious. This is great.
We're both in my room, and my mom goes, Matt, do you want any pizza? From the kitchen to my room. And Matt goes, are you going to have any? And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'll have some. I go, all right, we're coming out. She goes, not for you, Ryan. Homeboy had to go sit at the table by himself, and I made him.
Why would I sit here to watch you eat?
Muffins, dude.
This is really good.
I didn't get any more. He got them, and he had to sit out there. And my mom's not talking to him. Just slamming cabinets and moving. You know what I mean?
It's worth it.
It's not like, how are you, man? How are things at school? How are your parents? It's just slam.
Hurry. Okay. Yeah. Oh, dude. What about French bread pizza?
Bro.
What the fuck is with that?
It's what do you mean? Well,
France should be able to legally sue America for
cover,
the false...
You didn't cover it in your play?
No, I didn't.
In French.
I give you a French bread pizza.
It's a piece of bread.
It's a piece of bread. If you go to France and you're like, your pizza, and they're like orange dressing, and be like, your dressing? They're like, what are you talking about? But we were like, French dressing is rocket fuel. French bread pizza, regular over there.
Dip it into French dressing.
Oh boy, yeah, little French man appears, but I mean that to me was like something you stopped eating in eighth grade.
You told him I still have French.
Do you
bread.
Really?
I mean, maybe like twice a year I'll get
how?
One.
How do you Stouffer's. Even get it? You're still doing that version.
It's all, what other version is
That's
there,
what I
bro?
Mean.
That's it. It's Stouffer's.
It's actually Stouffer's. Stouffer's.
Here it is.
French bread pizza. Honestly, my favorite pizza was Domino's thin crust. Pepperoni, black olive, Domino's thin crust, because they did the weird slicing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I was like, it's more pizza. Like I needed like a mathematician to be like, you're being misled. But I was like, it is, because it felt like way more slices. So I would get like McDonald's fries and a Domino's pizza, and those would just make little sandwiches into those. Because remember the little corner guy, the little corner triangle guy, but when the pizza was too hot to eat, that would cool down the fastest, and you'd be like, I can have the ends. Mm-hmm. It was like eating a puzzle. It was that to me was the greatest style of pizza, the Domino's thin crust. My mother has this story she like continues to embellish every 2 years, where we were arguing. I was probably 13, something like that, and I ordered a Domino's thin crust pizza. My room was on the up the stairs, and I got rope somewhere. I got rope, and the pizza guy walked up. I go, hey, I was on the roof, and he was like, huh? And I was like, I threw down like the money. And I was like, put it in the rope and tie it up. And he
fucking
was like, what?
Hannibal Lecter
over
here?
Yeah. I was like,
no,
yeah.
What's his name?
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, I was like, all right, who puts the peach in the rope or the mother gets the
and
hook.
You're fucking telling it
and
up.
My mother sees it going up and she's like, what the fuck?
She saw
it. Yeah, because she was probably like, I got leverage when he comes down for dinner. I'm going to and then he did. And I like pulled it up and put it in my room. And she was like, God damn. But it was over a Domino's thin crust pizza.
Do you remember when Domino's had the Noid? Dude, I had.
But yeah, I remember the Noid.
I had a motorcycle for a brief second, a little FZ600. And I'm living at my grandmother's at the time. I'm driving that through the little town, and there's a Domino's right on the corner, and the Noid's there. He's outside because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and they're giving away Nerf balls,
mocking everyone
if you buy a pizza.
Wow.
Right? And I'm sitting at a red light on my motorcycle, and I just said, hey, Noid! And the guy, I mean, he Gareth Reynolds one to me, bro.
Whoa, drew it up in the dirt.
Threw it up, boom, hit me right in the chest, and I just said, meh, meh,
meh. Wow.
He's like, throw it back. I'm like, I ain't throwing it back.
Wow. That is amazing.
Touchdown, bro.
See, he had a bad rap. He was kind of a good guy. People hated the Noid. Yeah, I remember the, like all
those
things.
It was 30 minutes or less, and then someone got in an accident.
That was the craziest shit.
Remember that? Like, we're going to get it there to him within 30 minutes or else.
A lot of times
free.
It was late.
And they're killing people out there.
But it really was. Like, can you imagine? Like, that really
it's
is
kids
such a
just driving your
just
pizza
crazy.
Everywhere. Yeah, hauling
just
ass.
Just hauling ass.
In unsafe vehicles
fucking worried,
to get a pizza to
just stuff. Like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, buddy, he's 2 minutes late, my man. Just like, dude, I hit a kid. Sorry, bro. That's not good.
It's a great, you're making me think. So another thing I'll still do with my cheeseburgers is I'll put fries on the cheeseburger.
Yes.
And that was something my dad showed me.
Yes.
And that's just 100% a thing I eat as a memory,
yes.
Right? I'm making my mouth water again, but you go to In-N-Out, you get their burger, you get their double-double.
Not their fries.
Just the ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
No, you get the McDonald's
yeah,
fries
right, yep.
And the Martin's potato roll. That's the perfect fucking burger.
You're
right there,
but
bro.
How long is this taking?
This
is
prep.
A commitment.
Well, you want to be happy?
This food.
You got to put some effort into it, for God's
listen,
sake. It doesn't just
you're
pump,
talking to a guy who had
know?
To put bricks over his TV to listen to the monkeys. Okay? It's different. But no, I get that. I definitely get that. That's why, like, Primanti Brothers, you ever go there?
Mm-mm.
Primanti Brothers is in Pennsylvania, and their sandwiches are fucking delicious. You should tweet at them next time you're there. They've brought me food before. Their food is great, but they're pretty much like, here's the secret sauce. Coleslaw and fries in every fucking sandwich.
Got it.
And you're just like, oh, my
God.
Yeah,
there's a place here in Westwood called Fat Sal's that puts like mozzarella sticks and all that stuff on their subs and stuff, too. Yeah.
But that putting fries in anything, even now, like, I had a real problem on the road with fries. Like, I would be like, I'm doing pretty good. Like, I'd get a salad, and I'd be like, plus, have some of them fries. I had two times, like, the same woman, like female comedian, was like, you got a sure thing in that woman over there. And I'd be like, I got fries at the hotel. And I didn't realize I said that to her twice. So I said it to her once in New York and then in this other time in Austin. She was like, that girl really wants to go. I was like, I got these fries. She was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I love fries. I love fries so much. And I had to like cut.
Fries aren't giving you an STD or a baby.
I got STD
or
from fries.
Or stalking you.
Yeah, I did.
Chili fries.
Yeah.
Let's show them some pictures here. What do we got going on here?
This is probably when I started to get into like improv and really started to be like, I'm a funny guy.
All right.
I would buy my clothes at a thrift store. I would go to the Goodwill for everything. And I would never check sizes. So I would buy pants that I thought were cool. And then I would be like, nah, that's crazy. But yeah, so that was right probably around when I was like doing comedy, sports, improv, and shit. By the way, pretty skinny there. And then I just started like fries. You could tell fries and Domino's got real involved.
Yeah.
In between the two pictures there. Oh God. I don't even remember that one. To me, that's still good comedy.
That's great.
Nobody else laughed, but I was like, good on me. You wonder where I got that Prince Valiant hair from. I mean, literally look at what's happening.
It's a gender neutral haircut.
This truly could be like, I mean, that literally looks like what Rumpelstiltskin would step. Like, literally look at my mother. Like, what the? And look at me. I look like if porridge were a baby. Look at that.
You look scary, dude. I'm not going to lie.
That
baby
is like
scared
pale
the fuck
as fuck.
If I walked in a restaurant and you were looking at me like that, I'm like, we're going to just go ahead and go.
You don't want to get your potato bun?
We're going
to
pay for our
You don't want to get your potato bun while you're here, Ryan?
A little french fry fucking baby over there.
Yeah. Look, whatever she's feeding me, gruel.
All right, let's wrap this
okay,
up.
Okay, so yeah, follow me at Reynolds Gareth. I'm about to go on a tour from Vegas to New Orleans, driving everywhere. You can get tickets at GarethReynolds.com and go listen to We're Here to Help. It's with Jake Johnson. He's very famous. And get me to 100,000 followers on stuff so I can feel good. How many followers do you have?
It's different on everything.
What do you got on Instagram?
I think 175.
Must be nice.
You know, it's slowly never good grows. It slowly grows. It's always good. I'm very grateful to have what
I'm
I have.
I'm not.
And if you don't follow me on social media, follow me on all social media at RyanSickler.com. Help Gary get over that Gareth, get over that 100,000 mark.
It's like crazy that the I know you know my, you know what I mean? Then we get to recording. Don't just, like say yeah, because it's like.
I draw my O's, A's, and Y's sometimes, you know?
I need like a
come
chalkboard.
See me on tour. All tickets are available at RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.